Created with free version for non-commercial use.
See, I don't have nothing. Say it again.
What we gonna talk about? I didn't stop. I've been running all day. We're live, and I'm gonna go on
live. Hey, people. Let me come around. If I have to get up to air Brandy, I shall. Once we see her,
we are live. You guys, let us know for sure that you can see us all.
I don't have a mic today.
Well, we got, I just got the two. You know, okay, well let's just scoot up. I don't think we can. What? We so tiny. I can't scoot up. You go, girl. You scoot up. I can't scoot up. That's okay. I don't have arms on my chair. She ain't got no arms. She can't. I ain't got no arms. I got broken elbows. Oh, I messed her hard. You've been through with this. Y'all remember. Welcome, 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 you guys. Gotta turn that down a little bit so your feedback on the sound. Kim, you're responsible for letting us know when Brandy, so we can hear her. Everybody got a task, so we can. Let me Facebook this theme. All right, everyone created with free version for non-commercial use. Nothing is taboo. We want to welcome each and every one of you to this week's show. Now, one of these lovely ladies, what's our topic?
We are talking about toxic people today. And I know you all can identify with the topic that we have, because there are so many different types of toxic people. And the sad part is most of the toxic people are not aware that they're toxic. Their toxicity has become normal to them. So they don't think that things wrong with it. So they just continue to be aggressive or controlling or mean, or I mean, there's so many different types of toxic people, and I have a lot in my life. But the first thing you got to do is identify them.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Let's see. What are you laughing at?
Cause I want to know how do we identify toxic people? What's your opinion? Y'all's opinion?
Mine. Anybody who makes you feel uncomfortable about who you are and where you're going in life. And if you don't agree with me, then you're toxic to me, and I need to just push you on to the side and leave you on behind me. One of the two, because it's not going to work. You can't grow with self-improvement. You can't grow in your life if you've got somebody always criticizing you, somebody who's always trying to pull you down, somebody who's telling you you can't. That's all toxic right there.
I agree. Now, I always say, I'm 43, gone through some things. For me, toxic people are those people who, and I just had a conversation with a friend earlier, and he and I were talking about, a lot of times with toxic people, it takes you a minute to realize, because I've been in situations with toxic people, and it's like, damn, is my mind playing tricks?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I mean, and they have a way of hiding it, to finally, and it can be confusing. I mean, I've been in situations where they got me questioning myself, where I'm like, is it me? Is it them? Because it's just, some of it's unbelievable. But then if you pull back and look at them, look at all their relationships, all the people, that you see that pattern. Now, I think once you see the pattern, you can get away from it. You leave, but it can be hard.
Have you noticed 90% of the toxic people come in a shiny package?
Ooh.
They'll look like, ooh. You know, they just make themselves appear to be more than what they are, because they can't be true about who they are, and they can't accept who they are. Most of the time, I notice toxic people are insecure, very insecure. And I can even say this, they're jealous of simple things, just things that I can't even think about being jealous of. I mean, if you have something going on in your life, I will elevate you and celebrate you, because that's what true
created with
do.
Free version for non-commercial
you.
Use.
Why are you doing this? And what, you know, you don't throw all these things out to make a person feel insecure or feel like, you know, questioning, why am I doing this? That's a toxic person, and they need to be eliminated. People that bring drama every time you see them, or people that's always talking about somebody, or people who are always complaining. Woo!
Yeah, that one, yes. Yeah, everything is a problem. My straw got a hole in it. Why you ain't give me 3 ice? I asked for 4.
Thank God for caller ID.
Yes. Oh, Jesus, yes. And I have used that today. I'm like, I ain't answering that. Jesus, the devil's a lie. The Lord said, I need to talk to you.
So I think sometimes toxic people are not even aware that they're toxic.
That's it.
You know, but for me, I don't allow anybody to make me uncomfortable. You know, I really try to follow my gut to the best of my ability. That means, you know, I've had to separate from some people, you know.
Yes.
I'm not going to be talking a whole lot tonight because I'm on jet lag coming back from
created
California.
Created with
I'm
free
tired.
Version for non-commercial
I just
use.
I spent a lot of time with some amazing people, but, you know.
And you're spending time with amazing people now.
I'm still spending time with amazing people, but toxic people really are dressed up in pretty packages. And, you know, a lot of them have businesses and they look like they're successful. And if I got to always tell you how great I'm doing, I'm probably not doing so great.
Woo!
You know,
could you say that just one more time?
If I have to tell you how great I'm doing every time you see me, I'm probably not doing that great.
And post like, on Facebook
like
every
one,
time.
Like one of the things that I always tell people is, you know, I ask people how they're doing and they'll say, fine. And I'll say, communicate that effectively to your face. Because your face says something else.
Yeah.
And so toxic people wear the feelings on the sleeve. And so if you're successful, you know, they'll accuse you of being arrogant and cocky just because you have confidence and they have low self-esteem. And so I just always say people can't make you feel any kind of way. If you feel their way, it's because you volunteered to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I done got too old. And after almost dying a couple of years ago, I made a bargain with God.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I made a decision that everybody in my life who didn't have my highest good in mind,
amen,
I was going to pray and ask him to remove them. And sometimes God moves people out of our life, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll go back and get them. But that's not the story anymore. That's not the story anymore.
You know what?
Hey, Damon Duvall, tell Damon happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you
and many
happy
more.
Happy birthday, Damon, we love you.
I don't think we're all in the camera. I'm going to go fix the camera.
Okay, let's scoot over.
Yeah, we're in a tight spot tonight.
We got arms on the chair, and the chairs, I think everybody needed a chair like I'm sitting.
I think I might be. Can we, everybody sit? No, I'm going to move the thing back. I don't mind.
I can see from Kim's camera, I could see us.
Okay.
So that camera is this. Well, Shay, you or not. Kim, we got more Kim in here. Push
all right,
it over.
I'm
going
to go fix the camera. And I ain't no cameraman.
Technical
so,
difficulties.
If something happens.
You guys. So when you go up there, I'm going to sit in your chair. You make sure you got me in.
Okay.
You got it? One second, you guys. Hold on.
We love y'all. Don't go nowhere. I got a joke for you.
Created with free version
not
for
really,
non-commercial
don't
use.
Go nowhere. Kim's going to rap beatbox. We're going to do something.
Am I in over here?
Yeah.
So, you guys, back. If you got any questions, please comment. On our Facebook live feed, we welcome any questions, any comments.
Okay. How about this life?
So that we can discuss it. We've got a lot of surprises for you guys in 2018 that are coming up, so stay tuned to Nothing is Taboo's page, as well as stay tuned to our radio show and our live feed so you can know the things that are going on with us. We're so glad you guys are tuning in.
I think we're good there.
I think I'm in.
Stop hanging out with people who contaminate your spirit.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
So I ain't got to
you
go nowhere with this table. Okay, I like it. Say no. Don't go.
You know, one thing, going back to what Kim said, she had mentioned how some people would say...
Tonight's topic is removing toxic people.
Okay. Created
she
with free version for
say,
non-commercial
say,
use.
They'll say, fine. And she'll say, relay that to your face. Have you noticed the same thing with some people when you, let's say, bought a new house and you bring them to your house and they've got this mean or ugly look on their face? You're like, do you like it? And then they'll be like, yeah. But their face relays the whole truth.
It's okay.
Yes.
Oh, now don't forget to minimize. I seen your little dress. I watched your little show. I seen your little man, baby. Don't minimize. Toxic people want to minimize everything.
I had a dress like that, but it was this, and it was, and it cost, and you go,
yeah, oh, yeah.
What difference does it make?
And he had a diamond underarm pit. I mean, it's just, they just go to the extreme. You're right.
That's toxic.
Bye.
Yeah, because they're going to continue to be toxic as long as you allow them to. We discussed the topic last week, and it just pertains to every situation in your life. A person is only going to treat you the way you allow them to. So if you're around a toxic person and you continue to allow them to be toxic in
created
your life,
with free version
saying,
for non-commercial
you know
use.
I don't want you to complain about anybody today. I don't want you to talk negative about anybody today. Let's just have a positive conversation. I wonder how far that can go. Some people can relate. Some people don't even have anything to say. Those are the ones you realize, you know what? We have nothing to even talk about. We really don't have anything in common. So most toxic people are people you've dealt with for a long time, or maybe even family members, and don't realize it.
Oh.
So these are people you can
No, I mean, literally going through that right now. And wow. The person I was talking to, a good friend of mine, we were just talking. And he said, what do you do?
Look what he wrote. Nothing like a good old staph infection from your so-called friends.
When? Okay. All right, Derek.
That's true, Derek. That's so true.
But, I mean, your family, the question he asked me was, how do you get rid of a toxic person when they're your family, when it's somebody you got to deal with? Mm. And, you know, what I told him, technically, you can't get rid of, you can. You can stop
spend as little time around them as possible.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
How are you? And just cut it right there. You know, have a good day or, you know, but minimize your time around them because what some people don't realize, when you continue to hang around with someone that's toxic, their toxicness will rub off on you and you won't even know it.
They nasty.
As Kim said, they don't even realize half the time that they're toxic. So it will rub off on you because if you don't know, you continue. Wow, the lights were blinking. You will act like a person who you're around. You'll pick up their habits. And a lot of people don't realize, when you hang around with somebody for so long, you begin to sometimes talk like them, act like them. You want the same things. And the conversation begins to blend together. So you'll become toxic just like they are. So limit your time. And yes, you can, Shay. Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, you know, my solution was, because I had to really think about it because I was hurt. It had been going on for a while. And then I said, you know, 2018 is just a few days ago.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So how do I eliminate it? And so I severed a lot of ties. Literally, communication efforts, all of that. You don't need to call me. I don't need to call you because I don't want to keep doing it. Whether we're related or not, you do not have the right to mistreat me.
Yes.
You don't have the right to mistreat my children or anyone.
Yes.
I just, so you know, blood doesn't always make you family.
Ooh.
You're just somebody I know I happen to be related. And you don't get to pick your family.
You don't, but you get to pick those friends.
And so that's what I
thought. Here's what I said in 2010. I put this on my answer machine and people thought I was nuts. I wrote, "If in 2011 I'm going to be making some changes in my life. So if you call me and you don't receive a return phone call, consider yourself part of the change."
My sister had that on hers and people would laugh and laugh. But it was so effective. And she literally stopped calling people. So I could totally relate to that.
So now I gotta ask, so did you get calls from people? I've been calling you.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And did you respond to them? Or you better keep listening to that message because obviously you're not getting
it. I didn't respond.
I mean, but you have to, and I think it becomes a necessary thing in life, learning when to cut folks off, when to remove. And it's okay to do that because, I mean, if not, you're going to keep repeating. What's that saying? The quickest way to, if you want to do something different, you got to do something different.
Yes.
It's arguing with the same people, doing the same thing. This stuff gets you the same results. So why keep
that's
doing
right.
it?
That's right. That's what insanity is.
Yeah, I don't
doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah,
and I mean, expecting different
results.
That's insane. You're going to get the same results.
And, you know, I know that they're family, so to speak. But we also have to remember, I feel like the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes. So
he's going to use those closest around you.
Yes.
He's going to use whatever's beguiling, whatever draws you in, the best way to hurt you. And in a case like that, family. Because most of us are guilted into staying around and dealing with people. Mm-hmm. You know, guilted into keep going to the family reunion, keep going to this event. But you leave miserable. You leave with your spirit.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And you don't want to keep doing that. I know I don't.
And you know what's even more toxic? Even when you address the situation and ask someone, you know, what's going on? Maybe why don't you like me or why did you say this?
Oh, I didn't even
know. 90% of the people going to lie and not even admit it. It'd be like,
she's not even going to ask.
Because they're going to lie.
If I got to ask you why you like me, you don't even need to be my spouse.
No, family member. We have family members now. Family members. What have I done to you? Why don't you like
mama.
Me?
But
I don't care if it's my sister. I don't care who it is.
But I feel you got.
I think it's worth it because I don't want to go to my grave and be 50, 60 years old and say I should have. You know, I should have asked Shay what happened. I should have asked Shay.
I should have stopped talking to them 10 years ago.
Well, now I got some family I just cut out, and I feel like that myself because I really don't want to have that conversation because I know what the issue is. And
every time they're not going to be honest.
So I'm like, why even waste time? Because for them, and I guess it will be on a per situation.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
If something goes wrong, of course I want to, you know, see, because I consider them friends or whatever. But there are some people I meet.
I understand the difference. There's some people.
So my family's like, yeah, I don't give a damn if they like me.
It's like, okay, you know, and I could be in a meeting with you, and I will just say hi. I don't have to have a conversation. How are you? How are your kids? None of that is necessary because it's not even important to me. So I can understand that. It'll be, hey, how are you? But Kim?
Kim said, no, she's nice.
Yeah. Just... It'd be my mama, she said. No.
Well.
No.
But I mean, I think everybody gets to that point in their life where they know they don't want to take that baggage with them. They don't want to take that anywhere in their life. And then, if you're trying to do some stuff, if you got goals or stuff, that's weight you're carrying around. I don't need no extra weight. I got the weight of responsibility. I'm cool with carrying that.
And that's a lot of weight right there. Yes,
I'm not carrying nobody else's negativity.
And
that negativity is designed to keep me from reaching my goal, designed to keep me from going where I was supposed to go. I had something prophesized to me yesterday that has just...
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So, yeah, my goals are going to be just ridiculous these next 2 weeks. No. No. Because what the... No, I can't.
And keep and stay firm with that. No.
No.
And you don't have to give a reason why. No excuse. No. Just no, I can't right now.
I'm getting a shirt made. Say hashtag no. That's what I'm going to fuck with. No. No. Because some stuff, I mean,
get a shirt made to say hell no.
Okay, that's next week's a time. No, hell no. And Tanya's will be sweet. Ours will be all mean.
Man, be like, I'm praying for you.
She's praying for you. I'm going to be like, I don't give a damn
for
you guys.
I'm praying for him too, but hell no.
Well.
But sorry, Dr. Cook.
Oh, Lord. Kim is just a troublemaker on the end.
She's got jet lag. She had a phenomenal time in California, if you guys don't know. She was at a speaking engagement, and she got to see the city and travel and do some things. Is that was your first time in California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Like, tasting them chicken and waffles as you was eating them, girl.
Yeah, might you put them in your suitcase, bring it back.
You're lucky that you come back with all those fires going down there.
I said she started. Didn't I say that?
Her dress was cute, so I think she might have started the fire.
That's exactly like, what I said when she walked in the door.
Oh, girl. That dress was really cute.
All that hotness. Mm-hmm. And she just left. And the city's like, oh, we miss you.
Start calling me. I start. But now you had a great trip and
happy for you, girl.
What was it like getting out of the city and going to, you know, Hobnob with some folks doing positive things?
It was really good to, you know, hang out with some people, like-minded people doing positive things.
Amen.
Super excited about where 2018 is going to take me and, you know, the people around me, and, you know, just, you know, spending the next couple of weeks really evaluating my circle. And, you know, when God gets ready to take you places, everybody can't go.
Woo.
And being comfortable with people being uncomfortable.
Wow.
I do like
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I'm going to be uncomfortable with some decisions that I made. And so no longer will I make some decisions for the comfort of other people.
Amen.
For me to be uncomfortable. Because I think as women, you know, who have, you know, a level of success, that sometimes we dummy down. I say we because that includes me.
Yes.
Because we want other people to be comfortable. So I'm going into 2018, you know, not trying to intentionally hurt anybody's feelings, but unwilling to be uncomfortable just for your comfort.
Right. Correct. I totally agree with that because so many times we do things that we don't want
to
do.
Which Roscoe's did you go to? I went to the Roscoe's in Inglewood.
She didn't bring me nothing back. Not no syrup, no gravy. She didn't bring me nothing. I don't care.
But I felt like I was right there with her on every picture. It's like, yeah.
The beach picture, I really like that one.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I would have liked to have gone. That's okay. Just don't feed me. Don't take me with you. Left me here in Louisville, but that's all right. Maybe the next time.
No, created with free version for non-commercial use.
Roscoe's, she went to the beach. That's right about it.
Put you in that luggage. I've asked people so many times. Just put me in your luggage. I can hide out.
I'm limber. No.
Take me out when you get there.
A whole nother show. We're going to talk about that. So I do want to ask you, ladies. Has there been a time in your life that you felt like you were the toxic person? Or you've had
absolutely.
As a recovering toxic person.
She goes with that one.
I mean, I just have to say, you know, probably
absolutely
15, 20 years ago, I would literally walk into some of my family members' house, and people would go into a different room. And here's what I'll say. I was in so much inner pain. Here's the deal. If you're really toxic and you're unhappy, when you encounter toxic people, they'll do everything they can to suck all the life out of you. And so my goal every day was I was in so much pain, and if you encountered me, when you left, you were going to be in that kind of pain too. And so
until misery loves company.
Yeah, so until you
created with free version for non-commercial use.
only then, you know, will you be able to find peace. I probably got some people, if you're looking at this and you're still mad at me about something I did in 2002, I'm sorry.
We got 2017, so get over it.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Because people hold grudges, and I just don't think, and I don't think that sometimes we realize how our words can impact people's lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so today I try to speak life and purpose into people. And, you know, you try to go back and right some wrongs. Some of them you can, some of them you can't. And what you don't do is you don't keep trying to make peace with the people that you can't make peace with.
That's
right. You move on in a productive manner. And, you know, I bargained with God, you know, when I got really sick a couple of years ago. And I said, you know, if I come out of this, I promise I'll do your will to the best of my ability to be a beacon of light for people. And and that's what I've done for the last 15 years.
She
and,
sure is an inspiration.
And sometimes I think I do it well. And sometimes, you know, I fall short. But what I know on a daily basis is my motives are clear. And so if you're
created with
toxic,
free version for non-commercial use,
sometimes you'll get hurt by toxic people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody, like, we have a lot of things going on in the city and everybody wants you to be a part of. As soon as you say no, they take it so personally. And just because I say no to you don't mean that I don't like you or
that's
none of
right.
that.
That's
but
right.
One of the things I'm never going to do is I'm not going to support something that doesn't, that's not in line with my spirit. And doesn't
your
sit
brand,
well with my spirit,
clarity, yes.
That means, you know, sometimes I got to say no to invitations.
That's
you
right,
know?
That's right.
And I mean, just
you can't associate your brand with every person out there, especially if you're in a totally different category as them, because all that's going to do is make you bad, or it's going to lower your standards.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I had a brand about 2 years ago.
But I mean, I'm
like,
okay. Piggybacking off that. Just because I say no doesn't even mean that I don't support you. It may be an event I'm not moved to attend. I may send some other people. You know, folks need to also understand support.
Created with free
ways.
Version
yes,
for non-commercial
so
use.
Not always, matter of fact, you might not want me sitting there as press with a press pass, but I sent 25 people to buy your tickets.
There
you
go.
You know,
or I might buy two tickets myself if I can't come.
So, you know, there are so many different ways to support. So not
absolutely.
Everything is somebody being negative to you when you say no to them. It just may not be something you can do. I just may be tired and don't want to. I'm not a club person. I support what folks do. I'll share your flyers. I'll send people and all that good stuff. I may not come to your event. I'm like a mother. I'm like an old mama now. So I'm the lady walking around the club talking about, baby, pull your pants up. What you drinking? Are you driving home? You don't want me at your event. I probably, you know, will bore it down. But I mean,
we'll have events for our age group.
Yes, we are. And that's coming soon.
Yes. So get ready. Yes.
Yes, we're going to have a special little treat. I got a special treat for y'all next week. Since these ladies don't know, let me just go on and say, we're going to have Cazelle.
This ain't
Williams.
The treat. I thought that was the treat. I'm sorry.
We're going to have a little chocolate eye candy. He's going to come in and give us a little comedy and give us his
yes.
input.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We got some other, you know, treats coming up for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Who is the tree? I can't watch. Wow, she went to California. She came back bad. I don't know what happened. Oh, we got to give a shout out to our official drink of NIT, which is Paradise Island Tea. Do me a favor. Go to www.paradiseislandtea.com. Read on the tea. Order the tea. Or go to your nearest Kroger's and grab a bottle of
it's
two.
Really good.
That's our tea. And it's owned by a young African-American female.
Yes.
So I'm very proud of her. So
yes.
She's our official tea and our official drink. And we're coming up with a drink that will be featured at our upcoming events, the Dirty Diva.
Oh,
nice tea. Just something to get you a little tipsy without making you too dirty.
I love that passion. I love that passion tea.
Yeah, we're going to talk about passion there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you fellas can tune in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Miss
mm-hmm.
Tardy will be talking about some things.
Keeping it spicy.
Lingerie.
No matter what room of the house
spices.
You're in.
We might have somebody there in lingerie and spice and holding a spice.
Yes.
They just took a time.
Created
y'all
with
come
free
out.
Version
gotta
for non-commercial use.
So you gotta come to be a part of it. What are you laughing?
I was gonna say something.
We have an audience in here that's laughing at us.
You can all spicy. They've been on me today because I had the girls out. I'm just saying. That's now officially.
This is
trademark.
Our brand, I guess. Our trademark.
This is our trademark.
We're gonna get this patent.
Their trademark.
I said I was gonna come on the show, my girls out for my son to call in.
What are you?
All your coworkers. What
all
are you
my
doing?
Coworkers.
Well, that'd be okay. Tell Mrs. After Hours. You can do whatever you want to.
Absolutely.
That's
I can.
Right.
And so back to really talking about toxic people, we have to look at the fact that Louisville, Kentucky is known as a compassionate city. Everybody says they're compassionate is not. Everybody says everybody who says they care about people don't. If you do, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. Mm. But don't try to push an agenda about compassion and care when you really don't. Somebody told me today that they didn't like confrontation.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
This is a carefrontation. Because you act like you care and you really don't.
Ooh. Kim gonna get our cars egged tonight.
This is a carefrontation. Well, I'm not parked nowhere near them. I parked the block
now. I'm catching a bus next
week. You gonna sell me all I can if I come out, my tires are flat.
I'm doing public transportation
next week. But
you're right.
I see a lot of folks who are in the city doing things. And like you said, their motives aren't pure. And then they get very upset when people point it out. Like you said, they don't want confrontation. Mm. You can't go around saying you're doing good for the community, that you're about empowering the community, empowering women and men, and you're doing foul shit. That's just my opinion. And y'all can quote me on that. And I said shit. You can't do foul shit to other people and tell me that you care about folks.
And expect to be successful. Because negative word of mouth gets around more than somebody talking about you positively. More people will say something bad about you before they will praise you and be like, you know, it's a great time, she's a good person.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. They'll start praising you and want to be on that bandwagon with you. So you got to pay attention to who you're dealing with and how you're handling business, because people talking in Louisville, Kentucky, and in any state that you're in, they're going to let people know not to do business with you. So be careful.
So if you always do business with integrity and always put your best foot forward, you're always honest. That's, you know, right. Even when they say something, the proof is in the pudding. People, they'll just be talking. I mean, I see people, I'm sure people say stuff about me. I don't care. Say what you want. You have to, I know every day I get up, like you said, your motives are pure. I know when I get up, I want to do the best thing possible. I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm not trying to be negative to them. So, you know, no matter what you say, I know that's my truth.
That's right.
So when I tell these toxic people, no, I can't do that, I can't come, because in my truth, I don't want to be out here hurting folks and doing wrong. No, can't come, can't do it, nope, can't take a picture.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Because I got to answer for that. That's going to come that point where I'm standing before my maker and I have to answer for the choices I made. So that plays a big role in the for me, that plays a big role in the choices I make and removing people from my life and saying yes and no, because I know I have to answer.
That's right.
And we always talk about speaking truth to power. And, you know, tomorrow I'm talking at something at the Ali Center. And my topic is the joy of being an effective messenger. And so one of the things I always say is, when you're an effective messenger, you'll rub people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You'll become a target when you speak truth to power. You know, somebody told me the other day, what is everybody going to do when they find out you used to be a crack addict? I said, boy, you're the only person who thinks that's a secret. My life is an open book.
Yeah.
I've been talking about me for the last 20 years. And so you put it out there and you tell the truth about your life, and then you don't have to worry about when somebody else comes back and try to tell somebody
something
about your life. Mm-hmm. So, for me personally, you know, I'm living the truth on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, living the truth is not always comfortable.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Who will continue to remind you of who you used to be.
Oh.
You know, and that's their goal and mission.
Because they're threatened by your future. I had to learn that.
My future is so bright that I sleep in
sunglasses. Got
a I sleep in sunglasses.
Them people who keep bringing up your past and what you used to do and used to and used to it. Do you know, girl, she used to... Baby, they threatened by your future. Let them keep talking about that past. I mean, leave them back there where that past is, because they don't understand you moving forward. You ain't got time to look behind you. That's what that rear view mirror is for you to look behind you in a mirror. You don't have to turn around and see what's going on behind you. Leave them right back there where they are.
If you're talking about my past, then you've been a fan a long damn time. Thank you. I appreciate you going to www.shakehaywoolfolk.com and sign up to continue your fanship. If you're still talking about the past, you still remember. I probably don't even remember. I'm hormonal. My memory's kind of gone.
And 2018 created with free version for non-commercial use. So if you're ready to move forward in your life and make some changes and develop self-improvement, in your character, in your integrity, get rid of them toxic people. Don't bring them into 2018 with you. And some characteristics of toxic people are people that complain all the time, mm-hmm. people who are negative, people who bring you drama, people who want to criticize, people who got that, Kim Tate, that fake up. How you doing? That fake look who ain't real about when they're speaking. What did you call that? Phony people. Phony people.
Yeah, that brought a whole new something back from counseling. What was that word? I need to start writing this stuff down.
Carefrontation. I'm confronting you because I care. So we're not having a confrontation. We're having a carefrontation.
Okay.
Eliminate them. 2018 is right around the corner.
And I'm going to be 55 and fabulous.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I'm 54 and fabulous now.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
Well, you know, here's 2018. One thing, I have taken this, technically taken this month off. I think I hosted one gig and I got one Saturday, which is a non-profit. And they're my charity choice, New Legacy. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But here's why I took the month off. I had to be honest with myself because I was starting to feel overwhelmed. And I decided that the month of December is the every day I plot through a to-do list to get things in order for 2018. Mm-hmm. But I also made a list of things, people, ideas, and points of view I'm not taking with me in 2018.
Amen.
And that list was very long once I got honest with myself. And I have been marking through because I'm not taking it. It's a whole new year. I got other goals. And I have a different vision. So, you know, it's okay to remove things. You have that right. Yes. You have a divine right to protect your vision, protect your heart, your mind, your spirit. Life. Because at the end of the day, you stand before your maker. So all that other stuff is just background noise. All them folks. And that's their design. Their haters, their negativity. They're designed to get you off your mind.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That's right. You got one job.
You will never hear me say that I have haters. I have fan club members. Who are dressed up as haters. And so they have to act like they don't like you when they really admire what you do.
That's it.
So they would rather,
that's why they're hating on
you. They would rather dislike you from afar than walk up to you and say, hey, how do you go from the crack house to the mayor's office? How does that happen? Call me up and I'll tell you. 502-407.
Christina says you look 35 years old, girl.
She's giving out.
Thank you.
Christina.
See, I don't mind, you know, haters, because that motivates me.
That's right.
It, for me, I'm like, okay. It's because like, what happens is, the more I have people come at me with negative
something
stuff,
just turns inside
God me. Always puts somebody in my path who, when I talk to them and they're going through something or I've already been through that, I can speak something into them. So I know there's a purpose for it. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, this past week I met some amazing ladies who had visions and dreams and just didn't know which way to go. If they're telling me their stories, I'm like, I went through that a couple weeks ago. I went through that last year. So there's a
created with free version for non-commercial use. Negative.
Because I think it toughens my skin because I know God's got something so big for me.
And you know why they do it? Because they want to be you. I volunteer at a sitter and I work with young girls and I watch them when a new person comes in the group and it'll be like, she thinks she's cute.
And they don't even know her.
They don't even know her. So how can you judge somebody when you don't even know them? That's what a hater is to me, somebody who wants to be who you are or have what you have. So they're going to go around talking about you to make you look bad, to make themselves look good. My mama told me that long time ago. You watch people always talking about somebody else around you. Because you best believe they talking about you when they're around somebody else.
Why would nobody talking about them leaves that's in my yard on 4th Street? And my Christmas tree ain't really up yet. So.
Oh, my tree's still in the box.
Normally, by this time of the year, anybody who know me know my tree's up, my whole yard's decorated.
Honey, you're an international traveler.
And now it's kind of like, I don't want to ever be as busy as some of you people are. Because the last couple of weeks have like really
created
like
with free version for
up.
Non-commercial
I can't
use.
Imagine what it's like to really be going.
Busy all the time.
I couldn't go like this 24/7 like
brain,
I watch
yes.
some people do. You know, I was flying back from California and I was like, Lord, I said I wanted to be busy, but this is not what I meant. You know, so
get your pop-up trees.
I'm willing to do whatever he puts in front of me, but you know, when you're ripping and running across the country, that's tiring. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your family. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take my time off of Christmas and New Year's to spend those days with my grandson. So for the last week of December and the first week of January leading up to my birthday, I'm going to be out of commission. I'm going to spend time with those boys.
All right. And you have
hey,
to.
Hey, man, you deserve That's it. Right. With no yeah. guilt.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I find myself when I'm not. This was before this last month because this month's been really, really crazy. Thank you, God, because I know
talking
it's going
about
to
my leaves, Sandy. Show is I ride past
I'm talking about your leaves.
But if you ride past my leaves,
break them
every
up
day,
for help
created with
up.
Free version for non-commercial use.
I'm not going to do it if you see my car out back, and we could come out there and do the buddy plan.
Hey,
and we could get them up together.
And they should give you some hot cocoa. So warm you up while you out there.
Help us, sister. Help us,
my friend Sarah said, no pressure, no diamond, you know. pressure makes diamonds.
Yes.
And so what you see sitting in front of you,
yes,
is three women
it.
Who've been under pressure, came out, and now we're diamonds.
Amen.
Shine bright.
Thank you, Sarah Peck. I love that. Yes. I love it.
Sarah Peck is my high school friend, Cheryl Mills' daughter, and Sarah just lost her mother, my good high school friend, Cheryl. And so send some prayers up for Sarah, because she's amazing. So your mother will be proud of your accomplishments.
She says, Shido, thank you so much. Thank you.
West Virginia all day, every day. That's where I'm from, Mountaineers.
Okay. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Nothing is Taboo.
Like
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Think of that. Pressure. And we're all under pressure every day. A lot of it is more intense sometimes, but you just got to be able to handle it, deal with it, keep it moving. Don't crack, because this is a journey, and you want to make the best of this journey and just deal with people who are going to help you to make it through this journey as easy as possible. Not the ones who are going to come in your life with a lot of chaos. It's like, you know, life is hard enough. Why am I going to go through this or even have an event, a plan, a situation, a dinner with somebody who I know really doesn't have my good intentions at heart? That just doesn't make any sense.
No, spend time with people who appreciate you instead of tolerate you.
Life is short.
And elevate you and celebrate you. That's who want to push you up to the next level to make you a better person. Give you good ideas and brainstorm with you to come up with a master plan. Those are the people you need to be around, not the people who are talking about soap operas and the neighbor's yards with all the leaves
created
in them.
With free version for non-commercial use.
And one of the things you have to understand is sometimes elevation means separation.
Yes,
let them go.
I love it.
And,
yes.
And don't feel guilty when you have to, because you just can't take everyone with you. You just can't. I know I personally, I have a vision. I love the folks that have come into my life. I love the team God has given me. And if y'all don't know, I'm very protective of my team. Like, yes. Don't be messing with them.
Because she's going to help me put some air in my tire.
See the things that I got?
Because I don't know how.
She don't know how. And We're
going to
change that.
I tell my kids, I ask them something. You know my kids have, Google it. That's the answer I get for everything. Google it.
Well, I kind of say that a lot too.
I was looking for something on the computer. My son says, Google it. I tell my, they said, Google. I'm like, this is no help at all. I want somebody to tell me. I mean, the Google thing, I got to read, look, and it just was. But that's the answer for everything, Kim. Google it.
I can't have a ride around with low air. I wouldn't even
tell
you.
Oh, no.
Like
as cold as it is. And my baby gets stuck in a cold.
Created
oh,
with
no.
Free version for non-commercial use.
We got to preserve our voice for in the morning.
That's right, because you're speaking tomorrow. What was your topic again?
My topic is the joy of being an effective messenger.
Well,
does it well.
Well, one of the things I said is we have a lot of messages out in the community which are being delivered by people who are not effective. And if you don't have a connection to the community, it's really hard to have an effective message. So when I jump out of my car, Galen Demons jumps out of his car, Savage Shabazz jumps out of his car, in the neighborhoods that we work in, we don't have to spend 10 minutes trying to sell people on who we are. Mm. We've been around. Mm. Our track record is proven. We don't tell people we care. We show them. And so that's one of the things I'm talking about. So kudos to Judge Brian Edwards, who in 1992 was a young public defender, fresh out of law school, who brought me an effective message laced with compassion. He told me I could do anything that I wanted to do.
Amen.
If I stopped using drugs. Didn't stop using
created
drugs
with free
right
version
away,
for non-commercial
later,
use.
I got sober, went back and found him. And so today he delivers an effective message from the bench as Honorable Judge Brian Edwards, Circuit Court Judge in 902. And we still have a relationship today. So when messages are delivered, one of the things that I'll be saying tomorrow is when messages are delivered by people who you know have compassion and they care about you, they're effective.
You can
so
feel
I'm
it.
Grateful to be an effective messenger in this community. Not always a popular messenger, but
you can feel it and you understand when
effective.
She speaks.
Well, that was
yes.
The reason I wanted you to tell them what you were talking about. I mean, you had told me your top, because we're talking about toxic people. When we take a community look, our community has some toxic-ass leaders. Ooh. I'll go ahead and repeat myself, and you can quote me on this, and make sure you sign my name.
I don't know who she talking about.
Louisville has some toxic-ass leaders. And I'm not talking, you know, up here. I'm talking in the community. You got to realize when folks make their money from your pain,
woo,
they don't want you to get help.
I don't know who she talking about.
I already created with free version for non-commercial use. Radio@shakeablefolk.com. Make sure that message line says I hate you or something like that. So I don't mind. But now Louisville has a lot of fake ass.
I'm gonna make her like Beyonce. She gonna change her email address every week. I'm sick of y'all.
But that, you know, that's a pet peeve. I mean, you can't. That's not compassion, as you were talking about compassion earlier. You can't be out here planting negative seeds, making your money off community. You can't say that you want the community to change and you out here doing foul stuff.
Wow. But here's the deal.
Wow. They're toxic.
We have some people who really, I think, wanted to change, but they are afraid that if it does, they become irrelevant. Ooh. So I'll still let them say those toxic messages, and then I'll look at the booklet tomorrow when I get to the Ali Center, and I'm presenting with Gil Holland and people with PhDs. And I have my PhD from the street. And here's the deal. God will put you in spaces and places people said you would never go.
Amen.
So, when people are toxic.
She made the hair on my neck.
So when people are toxic, kudos to the toxic people.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You don't find the weakest link to give your message to. And so the group that follows you can't do anything to elevate the quality of your life because they're looking to you for the message and you're not effective. So the people that look to me, the quality of their life is improving. Am I tooting my own horn? No, because in and of myself, I could not do nothing.
We do it for
one of the things I want to tell you is I'm back in the neighborhood where I used drugs at 25 years ago. I lived at 435 South 11th Street. I'm back right across the street working out of that recreation center in the same neighborhood I did drugs in. You'll always hear me say this. As an effective messenger, I think when God brings you out of the darkness, it's your duty and responsibility to be a light for other people.
Amen.
I did my church cap.
Find inspiration in every area of your life.
You know, Kim's always telling me there's a purpose for your pain. That's one of the first things she ever said when I met her. And I found it to be a truth.
And a lot of people can't handle it.
I know.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Everybody who's ever hurt you, send them a thank you note.
Damn, that's a lot of notes.
Because God will give you double for your trouble. And guess what the God I serve does? He'll bless you right in front of those people. He'll make them watch while he elevates your life.
Yes.
And they'll be sitting somewhere wondering, how did she get there? When you have the kind of connection that I have with the Creator, sky's the limit.
Yes.
You don't get invited to California because you don't have an effective message. And one of the things I told somebody today is, I'm really nervous talking tomorrow because these are my home people. See, the people in California, I ain't going to never see them again until August. But see, these people that I'm presenting for tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky, like 250 of them, I'm going to probably see them like weekly, some of them. So wish me luck tomorrow.
Oh, girl, you're going to be fine. You don't need luck. You got God.
There you go. And so you don't need any luck. So if some of them don't like the truth and they get a little itchy in their seat, well, they need to go scratch.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The ones who are toxic are the only ones that will criticize you because your message is powerful. I don't care. Every topic we've spoke upon since I've been involved with Nothing is Taboo. You bring it, baby. You bring it 100%. So I know you're going to bring it 200% tomorrow when you're speaking in front of your colleagues. So well, y'all get ready for Miss Kimberly Moore.
7 minutes and being brief has never been one of my strong points. But they got a timer.
Wait a minute. I don't want you getting pulled up like a gong show. Don't do it.
They're going to do her like the awards. Turn the music on so she can stop talking.
Don't be rapping like, I'm like,
the good thing is Mary Fisher likes me, so you know.
Don't worry. I got some microphones. You want me coming with a timer in the back be like, wrap it up, Kim. Wrap it up. No, but you know, a good message is a good message. Truth is truth.
That's right.
And like you said, the only people that'll get upset are when you touch a nerve. And something I said today, because I had one of my little Thursday free marketing rants, but I tell folks, put on your big boy and girl pants.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And up your game. Yes. Fix your stuff. Fix your business. Fix your life. Because nobody can fix it but you. So even if you get mad at the message she delivers or what she says or what I say, there's something going on with you.
Yes.
So work on that because you can't control what other people say. And I've had to learn that, which is why, you know, when people get mad at me, it just doesn't bother me anymore. I can't. It tickles me. Really tickles me. That's why they send me an email because they're
so
cute.
So many people want to point fingers. It's your fault. It's your fault. Look in the mirror and take responsibility for what you've done in your life or what you haven't done.
Ooh.
And that's the biggest thing. That's usually the things you haven't done. And that's what hurts so bad. So you begin to point fingers. It's your fault. She didn't do this. she did do this. She made me feel this way in 1999, you know, 40 years ago. You're like, really?
Like, I had trouble remembering.
And so
yesterday.
I'm looking at everybody.
You still thinking about this?
I'm looking at everybody who's watching us. And so, Dorothy Tandy, we're talking about toxic people.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Ago, you put me out of your car on 15th and You put me out of your car.
You got the best memory in the world.
And you threw my bowl out of your car because you was mad. And you said, I'm trying to live with a degree of peace. And you told me that I was toxic. And you hoped that God did some work in my life.
So, yes!
As you can see, he's done some work, hallelujah, in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
And I'll never forget that you put me out of your Buick. You had a Buick then.
She went to the
got the best memory in the world.
I remember.
What was in the bowl?
Nothing. It was a bowl that she had. I forgot my bowl. And she just threw it out.
Take your damn bowl. Get him out of my car.
Yeah, so you can have a good memory when you're not using drugs anymore. And but one of the things I'll say about Dorothy Tandy is she was one of my greatest teachers, and we've been friends for like 20 years. But one of the things I'll tell you is when I was Messy Mary, she separated herself from me. Mm.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And when I decided to make the changes that I needed to make, she was still there. She never stopped being my friend. She let me know she just didn't want to be around anybody.
That's right.
And so she loved me always. Thank you for loving me. She loved me from a distance. But today we still thick as thieves. So, hey, Dr. Woods.
Hey, man.
And you know, it takes those people that will be honest with you and pull you on your shit when things are going wrong.
Yes.
But see, that's true friendship.
And it's a difference in somebody pulling you and somebody continuously criticizing.
Right.
Those are two different things. So don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Don't get them confused. Because a real friend, you will know who they are. Like him said, they've been friends for over 20 years.
Yes.
You should be able to take constructive criticism, but you don't have to be attacked every time you come around a person where they're just throwing negativity mm-hmm. at you all the time you're around them. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. So you got to learn the difference between the two. A good friend will give you criticism and, you know, support you the whole way.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Is only going to criticize, like they said on Django. Remember the man?
Django.
When he made the hoods and he said, all y'all want to do is criticize.
Because that's what he had when they rode the horses because his wife didn't get the holes on.
So a toxic person is going to do just that. Criticize, complain, make you feel bad, make you feel less of a person. But when she threw Kim out of the car with that bowl, it made Kim
on 15th and Broadway, where the old healing place used to be.
Oh my God! But
it made her step up and realize I must have done something wrong. So it's a difference in a person that's supporting you and a person that's toxic who's trying to pull you down. Learn the difference. Learn the difference. 2018 is coming, and you don't want to take that person into 2018 with you.
You don't have to. Don't let anyone make you feel like you are obligated. Don't let them play the family card, the friend card, because
ooh, and the victim.
The only person that can protect you the way you deserve to be protected is you. Mm-hmm. You and God. And
created so with free version for non-commercial use.
Right, they're making you feel wrong. You can leave them, leave the situation. You can disconnect. You can block whatever it takes to get you at your best. 2018, the one thing I want to see everybody walk into their newness.
Yes.
I want to see everybody doing their absolute best, following their dreams, taking that leap, you know, bringing their visions to life.
Yes.
Because you deserve that.
They
already putting you for a reason. See, when we have a vision and God gives us a path and we don't walk it, we're out of order.
Yes, you are.
So sometimes in order to get in order, we need to realize, okay, all this going on around me, I need to separate myself. I need to remove. And it's okay. And them folks that truly get mad, they not rocking with you anyway.
No, they're not.
They don't care.
So leave them.
And let me tell you what toxic people do. They'll be toxic and they'll be negative. And as soon as you say something to them, they'll become a professional victim. Like, where did all that come from?
Yes, then I said
why?
Victim.
Where did all that? I cannot believe you're mad. Where did all that come from? Well, you know where it come from.
She done switched voices and everything.
Yep, that's what they
created
say.
Created
oh
with free
God,
version for non-commercial use.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, and those types, there are those types who want to be a professional victim. I have noticed they literally are so conniving that they set themselves up to be the victim. They put things into play because either they know that they're about to be exposed or that you're about to say something. So they put like a little script together.
Yes.
So that when you do say something, oh my God, do the voice, Kim, do it.
Oh my God, I can't believe you. Where did that come from?
I mean, and I've been set up like that. And but I'll be honest, the reason I fell into that hole is because I didn't get rid of the toxic person. Even when I saw it, when other people were telling me, because I mean, I've been in situations where everybody around me is telling me, I'm like,
oh, really?
Surely not.
Really?
Because I just didn't want to believe.
That's hard.
I think I didn't want to believe I could be that stupid to fall for it.
And I don't think we're stupid. I think, you know, when we start to care about people, that doesn't make us stupid. Mm-hmm. That makes me, when everybody around me is telling me negative stuff about you, I still want to see you tap into your potential. You know, even though other
created
people
with
have
free version
you,
for non-commercial use.
Help you. I ain't taking straight people home no more. You know, I'm not trying to save the world. I'm just not. And I think so many times we keep people around. For me, because when I use I statements, I'm talking about me. I've kept people around me for all kind of reasons.
Yes.
And sometimes as a woman, you're keeping people around you just so you can seem like you won. And in the end, it's about winning. It's about they're still with me. And in the end, when you keep people around you, when God has showed you their time is up and you continue to deal with that kind of behavior, you lose every time.
You know, sometimes you keep them around you to try to help them. You can't help everybody.
No.
They have to want to help themselves first. That's why I always say look in the mirror before you start pointing fingers at other people, because you are your worst critic, victim. And I get so many people, we're talking about victims, not just the one where Kim said the voice. I got people around me that are talking.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I can't get this. I don't have this. And materialistic things come into play. My mom died. My mother's dead. My dad, you know, and they want to always be the victim every time because everything in their life is going wrong and nothing's going right and it's everybody else's fault except theirs. They will not look in the mirror and take responsibility. And that's the first thing a toxic person needs to do is look in the mirror. But the saddest part is they don't even know they're toxic.
I have a clue.
Well, I think it comes a point when you know, you just want to act like you don't. Because the reality and the pain of acknowledging.
I ain't talking
no more. But the reality and the pain of acknowledging how toxic I really am.
It is pain, yeah.
It's a very painful place to be. And I'm talking from personal experience. So rather than acknowledge that I'm toxic, I hang out with people who are just as toxic as I am. And we make each other be okay.
Ooh,
and so
yes.
Then, and
created
so
with free version for non-commercial
be
use.
Okay. So then when the healthy lady walks in the room, we're saying, she thinks she's better than us.
Yep.
We're whispering, we're talking. You know, so
and we don't want to be around her because she's going to make us normal.
Yeah, so today I'm around healthy people, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I just wouldn't.
Amen.
Hey, Mark Meredith.
I wouldn't either.
Terrence Washington, I love you. Thanks for your support.
Well, before we do our final wrap out, I can't talk. I'm just laughing.
Wrap it up.
Fellas, wrap it up. Be safe. Wrap up. I don't know
battle rapper.
That was another commercial.
I was a battle rapper in another life.
Let's hit
Tupac.
It.
Really? Oh, I'll beatbox you rap.
I was in California singing that song. In California.
Okay, here we go.
No doubt about it. California. No doubt about it. That's where I just came from. So, you know, we have a good time together.
My goodness, we need a record deal. Anybody
out
there?
You can live and laugh and have
created
a good time,
with free
man,
version for non-commercial use.
Ooh. Life is short, every
enjoy
moment is precious.
Well, I was in California and people expected me to do a whole lot, and I did some stuff, but I tell you what, I was at my most peace when I was in my hotel room working on something that I have to do here tomorrow. So, you know, I'm grateful. Your mother said we crazy.
You know you dropped me on my head, Mama. Okay, so we come to our wrap-up time, but we got some shout-outs to do. So let me do a couple of these shout-outs because I tell you I'm very protective of my team. But here's the thing, and I want them to hear this because they are each a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. People have come into my life who not only caught my vision, signed on to help me with the vision, had their lane, and work it. When I tell you I trust these ladies and gentlemen without question, it's because they show up and show out every time.
Yes.
They say, put this on. I say, okay.
That's a good team she has.
I say, okay. I mean, you know, there might be times she tell me to put drawers on my head. I'll be like, I don't know why I'm doing this, Tanya.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
He calls Shea Butter.
He calls me Shea Butter. Oh, girl's in Florida. Hold up. No, girl's about to catch Shea. He's in Florida.
Uh-oh.
in beautiful weather.
Uh-oh.
He says it's work, but I don't know if I believe it, Durham.
He's working because we were there when he talked about going. So, Daryl Turpin is in Florida changing young people's
yes,
lives.
He does.
Just like
and the brother's talented, and he can sing. Daryl, type the website, they can get your album.
And he's single.
Okay, Daryl.
Ain't you?
She said, ain't you? That would be $25 if we
hook
you up.
Yes, I am.
Daryl, you owe us $25 because if we hook you up, we
get
done
put that on air.
Okay.
All right, Daryl.
You can blow up here now.
So we got to shout these folks out. I love each and every one of you guys. Y'all mean the world to me. Now, one of the members of my team is sitting right next to me. Now, she handles, you know, originally it was supposed to be shoes. But then she put dresses on me, and she gave me spices. So tell them a little bit about Foxy Feet real quick so how they can get a hold of you.
Foxy Feet Boutique, we are a mobile
created with free version for non-commercial use.
You can get a hold to me with foxyfeetboutique.com. Or you can call my mobile, which is 502-419-4150. And you got to check out my newest business, which is called Keep It Spicy. We have intimate apparel. We have gourmet porn bread. Someone told me that the cornbread is so addictive that they're calling it porn bread now. Gourmet smoked spices. So you could get with me, same phone number, or keepitspicy100@gmail.com. I'm going to be at Big Mike's Comedy Blast Saturday. That's the 9th of December. And earlier that day, I'm going to be at the Off Flea Market, which is 1455 Shelby Street, selling the spices. Later on that night, I'll be at Big Mike's Comedy. Oh, wait. Then I have to come to your event.
Yep, she's coming to the event.
So that's three events.
Yes, you see, stay busy. I tell everybody, I only hang with hustlers. Now, and big shout out to Big Mike's, one of the best comedy shows going. I can't make it this time because I'm hosting the New Legacy fundraiser.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Be held at Louisville Presbyterian Seminary. I'm very proud of them. Very proud to know them and be connected. I got to give a big shout out to Paul and Gisela Nelson of New Legacy at 1115 Garvin Place. They understand change and they are truly on God's mission. So I definitely want to shout them out. And then, really quick to my team, y'all ready? Here we go. D. Johnson Photography, my media mogul. Somebody asked me, Robert G. asked me, girl, does he follow you around the camera? I was like, yes, he does. But let me tell you something. D. not only does photography, does videography, production. We're working on movies and shows. If you want somebody who's professional, who can see your dream and work, and he's easy to work with, check out D. Johnson Photography. Catch him on Facebook. Like his page. Definitely go to his website.
Check out his new studio.
Oh, my God. The studio's fabulous. I also need to holler out Miss Darla Styles, Linda Toogood, and KB Amore Hair. Now, today, Miss KB got me together. But these ladies work out of All Phases Salon Natural out on Breckenridge Lane. They are part of the Glam Squad. They keep me together. But each of them have their own vision, and we all are going to hit success together.
Yes.
I got to give a big shout out to Melinda of Lavish Life Hair.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Like these folks, send them a kind word. Just support them because all of these sisters are doing it.
Doing it.
Yes. Then we got Miss Sandra Wilson of Big City Styles who handles the nails. But more importantly, my biggest connection with them was the Soul Lounge Louisville, Kentucky. I was their host one year. I started off doing some marketing, then I became their host one year. I still rock with them. I'm always at their events. They do quality entertainment.
Yes.
2018, they're doing trips. They're doing a whole lot. So definitely connect with the Soul Lounge. And then, of course, we got to give a big old shout out to my Aisha Reeves who owns Asha and Naya's Jewelry Box. She keeps the jewelry together.
Ta-da.
And I call her a little mini jewelry maverick because when she says put on a necklace, I'll be like, yeah. She's from Detroit.
That's
she
got my jewelry stuff.
Yeah, she points it. You put it on. You can ask questions. And then to the baby of my team, who I'm super proud of because I just read her thing, she paid more than half of her tuition at college. She's an awesome little 20-year-old. Miss Maya McClain, who is
Maya.
Our makeup artist. She's a beast with the makeup. Her talent is so
good.
Beast. And I mean, and she's a sweetheart. But I'm super proud of her because she's in school.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Successes. And now, who else we got to give our shout-outs to? You know, I got to make sure I show love to them. Anybody else?
Because
I don't want to
forget. Speak Big Mike.
I didn't know that.
Oh, what are you doing this week?
Going to sleep.
Oh, other than
tomorrow? Oh, no. You're going to be. Wait a minute.
That's this event tomorrow.
She's speaking tomorrow. And
tomorrow,
Saturday.
I'm going to be an effective messenger at a summit at the Ollie Center. And Saturday morning, I'm going to be at Baxter Community Center, which is a holiday party for the kids. If you want to come through, drop off a toy, come and see us. Later that night, I'm going to be with Shay at the fundraiser for New Legacy. I'll be doing their silent auctions, you know, till I drop dead, because those people are simply amazing. And so you got to rock with the people who got the vision, and they're all about God's business. And in 2018, I'm going to be working on my profanity.
And wait a minute, you got an event on the 12th, because we won't be back.
And 12-12,
yes.
Which is at the Guardhouse
yes.
in the Presidential Suite. I'm sorry,
yes.
but it's... invitation only, and it's private. We're bringing stakeholders together.
Created to, with free version for non-commercial use.
And what we can do in 2018. So 2018, we're going to choose four young men or four young men and women, two and two maybe. And we're going to track them for the whole year of 2018. Mm-hmm. And if they have siblings, we're going to supply the needs for them and their siblings.
Yes.
Because we can't go into a family with three children and just help one child.
Oh, I love that.
So it's wraparound services to help all three siblings. Yes. So looking forward to, I'm excited about the possibilities of everything that God's going to do in 2018.
So here's what I want to challenge you guys watching to do. Find a, whether it's a nonprofit or a church, whatever it is, somebody that's doing good and you see it, connect with them. Give them some time because there are so many nonprofits in the city who are working and doing great work. They just may not have a huge staff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that they're not doing good work. Mm-hmm. You have some that are huge and they're not doing anything.
That's right.
I want you to find those small ones, the ones that need help, that need a little spine, a little backbone, and connect with them.
And if you donate to a nonprofit, make sure you write a check to the nonprofit.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
We have a lot of nonprofits right here in the city who say they're nonprofit, but they're not 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a board, and they don't have a mission statement.
Mm.
They got pockets, and they want your check. That's basically.
They probably ain't even got an ID number.
All right, now we're going to go. Great advice. What Kim said, and Kim said it. I was good at that moment. Kim said it. But just,
this
you know,
has been a lot of fun.
Yes, and we.
Good topic.
I want to thank you ladies for joining me
on
NIT.
Yes, yes.
Nothing is taboo. But I also want to thank each of you guys for tuning in and hanging with us as we grow this brand. Like I said, we've got a lot of new events and shows coming up. So just stay tuned. Connect with us. Go to our Facebook page. Type in N period I period T. Nothing is taboo. See our page. Like it. I'm going to send y'all some invites tonight. I'm going to bug the heck out of y'all.
Y'all better stay with us every Thursday night so you can see what's happening in 2018.
That's
because we have a lot of things, a lot of surprises, a lot of fun that's coming your way for 2018. So stay tuned so you can be a part of it. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Have a great week and remove those toxic people from your life.
One of the things we're going to be doing in 2018, and we're claiming it, is we're going to be on a TV show. Sitting down at a round table.
Okay.
So get ready. Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, we're coming for your space.
All right. And share this video. Like it some more. Share it some more.
Have an amazing night, people.
See you next Thursday. Be safe.
All right. I'm going to be the one.
See you next Thursday. See you next Thursday. See you next Thursday. See you next Thursday.
We need a recording contract.
See you next Thursday. See you next Thursday.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.